It's Andrea Gusty's first day as CEO and president of the Kuskokwim Corporation, and she's already been in the office since 8 a.m.
I do have only about 20 minutes. I apologize.
Gusty is familiar with juggling demands as a working mother of two young sons and her TKC duties. She's worked there 6 years, filling many roles like community relations manager and lands manager, all the way to vice president. Then longtime CEO Maver Carey retired in 2019, and Gusty split executive duties with Samuel Boyle. TKC makes its money from its subsidiaries and federal contracting, as well as money shared from the regional Native corporations through the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. Gusty says Carey grew the corporation during her time as CEO.
Maver Carey brought TKC from a, you know, couple million dollar company to well over $100 million. And those are big shoes to fill.
There aren't many women leading companies nationwide, but in the YK Delta, Alaska Native women have a history of leading big organizations. Vivian Corthius leads the Tribal Consortium, the Association of Village Council Presidents, which provides social services for 56 tribes. Anna Hoffman heads the Bethel Native Corporation in the region's hub town and is a co-chair at the Alaska Federation of Natives. Former TKC CEO Maver Carey held that role for 16 years. Andrea Gusty, who is Yupik and Athabascan, hopes to carry on that legacy.
I think women are uniquely positioned to multitask and to have a lot of balls up in the air at once with families and work life. And I think that that is very beneficial for the leader of a corporation to have that background.
Gusty now lives in Anchorage, where TKC is based, but she grew up in Aniak, a village in the middle Kuskokwim River area. She began her career as an investigative reporter and anchor for Alaska TV station KTVA, then worked as Senator Lisa Murkowski's Alaska Communications Director before joining the Village Corporation, where she worked her way up to her new position.
If we can help people stay in our communities because we've helped lower the cost of living, we've helped lower energy costs, and they can focus on that subsistence way of life and raising their families on the land as we have for generations, we want to do that.
TKC has some projects in the works to do just that. A year ago, TKC opened Gweek Run, a general store in Gusty's hometown, to help bring down the cost of food.
We're not looking to lose money at the store. We're looking to break even. So when I say we don't want to make a penny, we don't. We just want to be able to cover this in the long term.
If successful, Gusty hopes TKC can open more stores. Gusty says that a gallon of fresh milk now costs a little over $6 at the store instead of $10 for only half a gallon. And then there's the Brighter Futures Initiative.
And we brought 10,000 LED light bulbs to our region. We replaced the light bulbs in every single shareholder home in our 10 villages.
Water projects are another focus. TKC is planning water projects for Sleepmute and Crooked Creek to make sure these communities have running water. But the details have yet to be released. TKC says they're using their profits to help cover the cost of these projects and initiatives. Gusty says they are hoping to discuss these projects and more at TKC's community meeting in Aniak in March. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.